Most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful. Really nice. High in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70. And periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado hit Marengo County south of Demopolis early Thursday morning. The Marengo County EMA says a woman was killed in the storm and her husband was injured when their mobile home was destroyed. Montgomery police make an arrest in a January homicide. 26-year-old Anthony Stoddard is charged with murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Tamirtrius Richards. Stoddard is in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. And Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey has asked that the bond be increased for the MPS teacher charged with sexual abuse. Bailey has requested Michael Bradley's bond go from $8,000 to $250,000. Bailey says Bradley poses a threat to the community. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing, but if you're a first-time caller, and Josh is not, then your name will go in twice. Sweet Creek Farm Market, we do that drawing and between 2:30 and 2:45. Don't jam me up. And we'll do that drawing, and you, in the words of Milton McGregor, can be a winner, too. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to the guy who's such a good guy, they named a bottle of wine after him. Josh.
What do you mean I'm not a first-time caller?
You are a first-time caller?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just joshing you.
Okay. What's on your mind, big guy?
Oh, not too much. Just running around. Beautiful day.
Are you in town or out of town?
Yeah, I'm in town. Actually, up at the farm, our farm, actually house sitting for one of Joey's advertisers across the way from us. So watching them while they're out of the country and watching his house, but just running around and enjoying a little bit of the sunshine that we finally got.
Is it sunshiny outside? Because, let's say, the temperature is still pretty cool.
Oh, it's still cold as all dickens, but at least we got a little sun showing, which is
47 now, so we may break 50 today.
Yeah. Woohoo.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I had a couple things. I watched the State of the Union, and boy, that's just, for quote-unquote leaders, there's a lot of childish actions that are going on. And it seems like year after year, not standing, not clapping, not even, showing respect to our military veterans, it's just kind of ridiculous.
Well, and notice that it's Trump's fault. Everything is Trump's fault. Yeah, he didn't shake hands with Nancy Pelosi. I don't blame her for doing that.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Really? What? How do you know that he didn't shake hands with Mike Pence either?
I know it. But again, it's all his fault.
What has Trump done wrong today?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But I was going to ask you, Dan, have you got to sample any of the fresh greens or the container garden that they're doing with Ben and Jerry's?
I had some last night, matter of fact.
Oh, nice.
And they're really good. It was an unusual blend, but Nick, my waiter, who he and I go way back, he said, yeah, this is the new, because I'd asked Brian about it. He said, well, you'll have that, it depends on which meal you get, but you'll probably have that on your meal. And it was really good, very tender vegetables.
Oh, yeah. I've been following them on Facebook, and, like, their hydrobib and everything, their little microgreens, the wasabi microgreens, all that just look fantastic.
They're very, and Nick explained it to me, they're because they get them at such a young part of their growth versus fully grown, it's a much more tender vegetable and a much more flavorful vegetable.
Yeah. I was curious about that because I hadn't got over to sample any yet. But I was going to get your opinion, which, I wholeheartedly respect.
I appreciate that. I tell you, Vintage here last night was great. Had listener that the Garretts that were there, a husband and wife, they didn't realize I get there real early. I have my table ready for 5:30, and they came in when we had finished up, but they joined us for a drink and at the table, and it was great.
Good deal. Well, I was going to see if I could get it on the Sweet Week.
Absolutely, Josh. Give me your month and day of birth, big guy.
224.
Josh, you got it, my friend. You have a wonderful day. Enjoy your house-sitting responsibilities.
All right, I'll certainly do that. Good talking to y'all, Dan.
Thanks, Josh. Let me go to Greg. Greg, welcome aboard the Dan Mar Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm really good.
I enjoy the show. I listen all the time, so it's a great show. I wanted to tell you that I was a prosecutor for Sessions and then prior. And the only problem with Trump singling out an individual to prosecute is they raise the defense or the argument of selective prosecution. Because I was on the receiving end of that when I was a prosecutor, and we were prosecuting voter fraud. Mm-hmm. So they alleged that we singled them out because they were Democrats over in Greene County or Wilcox County. So you had to be very, very careful if you're the governor or the attorney general setting out, we're going to go after this single person. So he is right. You should refer it to Bill Barr. Bill Barr should do it. So that's the only problem with singling out the Biden.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that what the Democrats are going to say is that's what Trump is doing. I'm not saying Trump is going to do that. But if Durham does an investigation and they find a problem and the problem is with someone who's a Democrat, that's what they're going to say, selective prosecution, they're singling us out.
That's exactly the problem with doing that.
So you worked on the Greene County case?
The Greene County, Wilcox County, let's see.
Did you know Adam Christian from DOJ?
Never met him, but okay. I worked with Bill Pryor, and I worked with Sessions, and we worked with almost in the U.S. Attorney's office. In Birmingham, I can't even remember who I worked with, Patrick Meadows. He's a U.S. attorney up there. So we spent a lot of time in Greene County riding the roads.
Oh, boy. I bet that was fun. With the exception of the cotton batch, there ain't much in Greene County.
It's sad because the ballot bandits took advantage of people who really didn't understand the process. They would use the absentee ballots and the absentee ballot process to steal votes by telling someone, if you just sign this envelope, you're voting. And the education about voting was so poor, they thought, indeed, they were voting. And then when you asked them, did you see a ballot, they would say, well, no, I just signed a piece of paper. So so the whole process in Greene County was Spiro Gordon, Ingraham, and a lot of those leaders in that county would take blank absentee ballots and then sit around the table and then fill in the names and the witnesses and then vote for the voters. So that's what they got caught doing.
Isn't that the one where the probate judge also was involved in this?
No, that was up North Alabama. I'm trying to think of the county up in the, it was a Republican. It was a Republican county. What is it? Double Springs. What is it? Winston County.
So we had the sovereign county of Winston.
Right. We had the circuit clerk and the district judge and the sheriff. They were trading bootleg beer and whiskey for absentee ballots. So they even had a meeting in the county, and they met with the bootleggers. Anyway, it was an interesting case. They caught them on film unloading the beer from the sheriff's car into the bootlegger's house, and then they would give them the absentee ballots that the bootleggers had collected. So, anyway.
Great. Let me ask you something. Who is the arresting body when you do that? Is that Aaliyah that did that? Or is it the feds?
Well, we had cases in Wilcox County that the ABI, back then it was the ABI, and the Attorney General's Office alone. Then on the other cases, we'll do an investigation between the feds and the state. So we worked together on some counties. The Southern District refused to work with us. So we had to do that ourselves, Wilcox County. But in the Middle District, the Northern District, they were more willing to work with us in rooting out voter fraud.
Because one of the real problems that Alabama has is you can go into a county and you don't know if the sheriff is clean or not in some of these counties, particularly back during those days.
Yeah, we would fly in with the Attorney General's Office and special and ethics cases. We would fly in with our black saddle and our black bag and our black hat, and we were not welcome. I remember the sheriff of Wilcox County, Prince Arnold. He put me in jail because I wouldn't let him go into the grand jury. It was an interesting time back then.
Yeah, the sheriff of Wilcox County he didn't book us, but he put us in jail for we were poll watchers. And he said that we're beyond what our capabilities were, cuffed us, put in the car, took us downtown, took us to the county jail, and locked us up.
So you were one of the poll watchers?
Yeah.
Because I dismissed the case down there. I wasn't a poll watcher. I remember who it was.
That was in 1992.
Okay.
That was the guy Hunt.
94, 95.
That was the guy Hunt 95. Race.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enjoy your show. I listen all the time.
Greg, thank you so much. Thanks, Greg. Conversation with you.
Bye-bye.
Isn't it fun to talk to these guys?
Actually, yeah. He's changed. Life's moved on, but I used to be a client. He sponsored with me for a second.
Ah.
Great, interesting man right there, and he knows of what he speaks.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Now I know who you're talking about.
Great guy. I don't want to give too much away, but great guy right there.
I remember who you were talking about now. Let's go to the clips. Here's Devin Nunes on the complicit media in this whole thing. He is so right on this.
Well, today we had some of the other folks melting down. Nicole Wallace on MSNBC and a few others continue the tradition of what we shared with our viewers tonight.
He was attacking and making clear the consequences for anyone that crosses him. If you stand with me, if you'll be one of my sycophants, you can come to the White House and I will praise you on national television. You'll be part of the team and you'll be rewarded. And if you're not, I will come at you with everything I have.
So Andrew Weissman is on a team. It's a mafia family.
It's a shock that Trump doesn't just rush to the set of MSNBC to join them for a real conversation about China, trade, Syria, anything.
The most important thing that the president has done, of all the things that he's done, are very important. But he's finally outed the media. The media in this town has been corrupt, and it took somebody like Trump to finally bring them out of their shell to where now they'll just openly go out. They'll tweet about it late at night. They get drunk. They send drunk tweets out. And they're vicious to him and Republicans. And I continue to try to get our Republicans to wake up in the Capitol. We should not be talking to the mainstream media. They are assassins. They're working for the other team.
And he's putting it over the top terms, but like, for instance, read Lee Smith's book, Plot Against the President. It's more about the plot against Devin Nunes, and I can see where Nunes is coming from. Not enough time to go in every little nook and cranny, but it's amazing how they have smeared Nunes. And also, here's the practical fact, and I think Nunes would agree, you don't need CNN. You don't need a lot of these folks to get your message out. Mm-hmm. You really don't. You can make inroads around them.
Well, and that is what drives the press crazy, is that Trump is going around them. That was another reason the press went completely nuts. Over 50 million people saw that, and it was brilliant. And they're saying, oh, it was the quiz show stuff. It was, it was all made up for TV type of thing. Well, okay, yeah, but he got his point across, and you didn't. You look stupid. He looks smart. That's what it really gets down to. And Nancy Pelosi, I think, just was feeling the anger that it's all slipping away. It's all just slipping out of their hands. I think they could get devastated this year. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
I've never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Today.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
Devin Nunes is going to go back after the media to be talking about the State Department and Yovanovitch. Listen in.
Today, Marie Yovanovitch, former ambassador to Ukraine, who Trump relieved of her duty, headline: "These are turbulent times, but we will persist and prevail." I'd always thought of that our institutions would forever protect us against individual transgressors. But it turns out that our institutions need us as much as we need them. They need the American people to protect them, or they'd be hollowed out over time, unable to serve and protect our country. Apparently, Marie Yovanovitch thinks that she has a life tenure right to be ambassador to any country.
Yeah, well, look, there's a reason why she got fired, okay? And this is one of the things we could never really get out because we couldn't bring in witnesses. But, you know, we had people that we were ready to bring in that said that she was anti-Trump, espousing anti-Trump administration views while she was ambassador in Ukraine. It's her boss. So she's lucky that we couldn't bring any actual witnesses.
What's
in, because
your
there are people
now
that wanted to testify against her.
What's your power in the minority to get answers?
Well, all we can do, we don't have subpoena power. So if they don't give us witnesses, and you know, that's the whole, I mean, we talked about
you
this
gotta
last
win,
week.
You gotta win back.
We gotta win
house.
Back the majority.
You've got
right.
to win back. That's the ultimate punishment for what they've done.
That is correct. And if we win back the House, then you get Schiff and Natal and these guys.
But are you going to win it back by giving roses to the other side by saying, oh, I'm so sorry you impeached me?
No, I think we win
it. Or do you win it back by being a fighter?
We win it. Well, you have to fight. And part of that fight includes not saying stupid things and cooperating with the media who are really working for the Democrats. It's such a key because we're already at a disadvantage with the tech companies who are monitoring and building content.
Oh, they're suppressing tweets. My tweets are suppressed. I mean, it's so obvious.
If they will nationalize the election and make it about taking over the House and getting and stopping the impeachment, stopping the endless investigation, stopping the unpatriotic, stopping the not doing anything, then they will tear it up. And all you have to do is take those 41 seats that Opinion Dynamic Research has laid out. And I think you micro-target that, lay it over with a big vote turnout for Trump, and really push that. And I think you can win some serious congressional seats. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm enjoying my lunch break. Although at one point I was having more fun than a cruise ship. Member on a Chinese cruise ship quarantined, but you know that kind of thing. You know, it's good to be able to get out and move around in all this pretty blue sky and everything. So.
There you go. Now, you remember you're talking to two guys from an attic, so we don't know that the sky's blue.
Well, yeah, that's right. You take my word for it. Hey, look, let me ask you this. Of course, I do want in on the Sweet Creek 1121.
All right,
but I've got a question, Dan, and both of you could field this. Is it fair for the Republicans, the conservatives, to pursue substantive charges against people like Biden and some of these people that have been chasing Trump with, no pun intended, but trumped up charges. I mean, there's some real bad things that they've done. Or is it going to be more of the same, go along, get along, everybody's going to be nice and this kind of thing?
It's like I said when Nunes talked about, I think it's reasonable, and Senator Kennedy talked about that, I think it's reasonable to talk about, we need to find out what was Hunter Biden being paid $1 million a year for on a subject matter they had no experience in whatsoever. I mean, there was something they were getting out of that. What was it that they were getting from that? It wasn't his good looks and charm. It was something else.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. My wife always looks at me and says, why couldn't you get on the board of some, you know.
Yeah, really. Why aren't you making
country, you know?
Why aren't you making $1 million a year?
That's right. I'd advertise on the show if I could.
There you go. We'll take you.
Listen, but I appreciate your insights, and thank you so much for your show, man. It's a blast.
I appreciate your call. Appreciate your friendship.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, Dan. How are y'all today, Joey?
Very good.
Real quick, I know you're going to go to a break. You know, with all this stuff that Nadler's pulling, and, you know, until we win the House back, you know, it's just going to keep going on. Can't Congress pass some kind of legislation where they can keep this from ever happening again? I mean, so much of a minority from Republicans and Democrats.
You have the Democrats and the majority who started all this.
Okay. Well, I'm just, you know, that way neither side could do it again if they actually made it, you know. I don't know. It was just a question. It's just so tired of hearing all this. I mean, you're about ready to chew your arm off to get away from it.
Really?
Put me in for the Sweet Creek if it's not too late.
Give me month and day of birth.
12/26.
You got it, Lee. Let me go to Scott. Scott, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, it's Scott. I'm from Tallahassee. I was just wondering, have you heard anything about the prison they're talking about putting up over there in Tallahassee?
I have not. I've never heard a location.
They're talking about over there off Rifle Range Road, kind of where 3 a.m. nursery is.
Oh, I know exactly where that is. Guy who's a friend of mine.
It's just now getting out on Facebook. I've been hearing about it for about 2 weeks. I got a friend of mine, Wisner Farm. Their farm's right next to it.
Are you for it or against it?
I don't know. I'm kind of against it being a mega prison in Tallahassee in such a small town. I just afraid it's going to affect a lot of home values around Dark Corners Road. And it's kind of where I'm at on it. I just was wondering if you had any info on it.
I've not heard that. I had heard that they were trying to keep it at the State and Draper Complex by the state leasing them back the land from that. They can't give it to them, but leasing it, and they could sell them part of it, but they could lease it to them for 99 years.
Okay. Well, I just find it interesting, so I just wanted to get on News Talk and maybe get other folks to chime in on it.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate the telephone call.
And can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
You can. I told you guys don't jam me up at the very end here. Give me a month and day of birth.
9/21.
Okay. So that
takes
us to 25?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Bob, I'll have to wait till next week.
25 names in there.
Oh, no. No. Sorry.
Running the random number generator. Oh, let's do this thing the right way then. And the winner is...
Oz.
Oz?
Like Wizard of Oz.
Like Wizard of Oz,
Dr. Oz.
Or Dr. Oz, okay. Okay, we're going to go to break. Coming back, Bob, with you right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor.
At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today criticizing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for tearing a copy of his State of the Union address.
First of all, it's an official document. You're not allowed. It's illegal what she did. She broke the law.
Legal experts say the copy was not an official document, rather a memento, and it wasn't illegal to tear it. The House Speaker says the president shredded the truth and the Constitution in his conduct, so she shredded the address. Several hundred more Americans have been evacuated from China over the coronavirus concerns. The passengers face up to 2 weeks of quarantine in Nebraska, Texas, and Florida upon their arrival back in the States.
Worldwide, there are more than 31,000 confirmed cases of the disease and over 600 deaths.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Seven Democratic presidential hopefuls take the debate stage tonight in New Hampshire ahead of that state's primary next Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What an incredible change we've had in 24 hours. Breezy, much colder today, a brisk day. High temperature may not make 50 degrees. We may make the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will make it seem a lot colder, though. Then partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 38. Tomorrow, our high will reach the low 60s. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon and evening shower somewhere, but most of us stay dry. Sunday is beautiful. Really nice. High in the upper 60s. Lots of sunshine. Then more rain Monday with a high near 70. And periods of rain and thunderstorms much of next week. We could see significant rainfall totals again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Glad to be here today. It's a beautiful day, it turned out.
It is. What's up?
Well, this is kind of, y'all said something about Winston County. It kind of reminded me of such an interesting stream of history, I would call it. There used to be an outstanding play up there in Winston County called Incident at Looney's Tavern. It was a play, a historical play, about before the Civil War, there was a vote in Montgomery whether or not Alabama would secede from the Union. And two representatives, I remember, from Winston County went, and they were the only two no votes in the state. And they imprisoned them for a short while. And I'm also told that ever since then, there has been hard dealings with Winston County. You know, there's not really any roads or industry, much of anything up there. Actually, beautiful area. So anyway, those people said, we don't have we're farmers, hill country. We don't have any slaves. And so we're not going to fight. So they did one of two things, I'm told. They either joined the Union or hid out of the hills. And just very independent people.
Yeah, that's why they call them the Sovereign County of Winston. Go ahead. Real quick.
Coming along. Here comes a judge named Frank M. Johnson, who, and I read his autobiography and heard other people talk, that had talked to him personally.
Bob, you're going to have to rush it up a lot here, buddy.
Well, anyway, he lost all of his fraternity buddies, golf buddies, and all because of his decision, his independent decision to allow blacks to vote. As a matter of fact, they tried to bomb his brother's house at one time. But last thing I'm going to say is they won a wonderful museum dedicated to him in Montgomery in the courthouse. And I don't know why it's not open, but I was allowed to go in there. And Frank Johnson was nominated twice to the Supreme Court, and because he was a Democrat, he was an amazing man and from an amazing county.
Bob,
have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Skip Zillow Carmelo, that's what I have to tell you, because Wallace and Moody Realty have two outstanding all-star realtors that want to help you out, particularly in listing and selling your home, but if you're looking at buying a home. Personal friends of mine, Paul and Christy Mello, they are wonderful people. They're going to help you and really in a way that you wouldn't expect. They are personable. They're going to sit down with you. It's not going to cost you a thing to talk to them, not one thing. See what they can do to help you list your home with Wallace and Moody Realty and have Paul and Christy Mello at your side. They're going to help you sell that home and help you. You may need things like they may suggest. You may need a little painting. You may need to do this or that so you can get the top dollar for your home. Get ready to copy the cell phone number. I'm going to give you Paul's first. 334-399-7648. Christie's is 334-398-3434. These are personal friends of mine. They are outstanding individuals. They are going to help you out in the complex world of real estate. Give them a call. Personal endorsement from one and only Dan Morris. Let's go to the winner of this week farm market, Oz. Hey, Oz.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great.
Well,
congratulations, my friend.
Well, let me give you the line everybody does. I never win anything.
But now you can no longer say that after today.
That's right. I'm thankful for that. That's going to be exciting to go down and go through the smorgasbord of options that they have at Sweet Creek, because that is a really, really nice place. Everybody should go down, even just to visit. Not if you don't want to purchase anything, just look at the place. Go down, take a look. It's awesome. So there's a little bit of advertising for them all.
There you go. I know Reed and Karen appreciate that. Now, the only thing I ask of you is that when you go, after you have been there, that you call back to the show and tell us what you got and what your experience was like.
I will do it. Definitely.
Oz, congratulations, my man, and enjoy, and I'll hear from you next week.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too, Oz. Oz, they've got your information. Just send it to them so you're ready to go. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, my dear, how are you?
Yep. I'm good. How are you?
I am great because in 17 minutes, my weekend and Joey's weekend will begin.
Indeed.
Well, that is wonderful.
And I'm going to do my part to stop the coronavirus. This is, it's me or the coronavirus this weekend. I'm doing my corona inoculation.
With your Lyme disease.
There you go. Lyme and corona will keep the coronavirus away.
That's great. Okay, so I have a hypothetical question that I wanted to just run past you.
Sure.
So if the Senate would have been democratically controlled, we could have, our president could have totally been impeached.
Only if they had 67 votes.
Okay. So, but if that was, I mean, if they had control, they would have had to have 57 votes, you said?
67 votes.
67.
The highest number that the Democrats have had in modern time is 60.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better because I thought if they would have been Democrat, you know, controlled, they could have impeached him. And what would we have been able to do as the people, I guess, because that's basically taking our votes away.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had the only thing, and interestingly enough, and when you read the Federalist Papers, the remedy for the Senate doing the wrong thing is throw them out of office. The problem is you can't do a wholesale knockout of the Senate like you can the House because of the 2-year staggered terms for senators. You have 33% of them in one election cycle, 33% in the next 2-year cycle, 33% in the third 2-year cycle.
So What are the chances that, I mean, do you think term limits would help some of this that we see, this the swamp-like action, or do you not?
I like the way you
but
said that.
But they're never going to vote them.
I like the way, I tell you what the remedy to me is if the media were doing their job, and I mean really
right.
being the fourth estate, we would not be anywhere near where we are right now.
Right, but they're so liberally slanted, and they're so they act like it's a secret that they're slanted. It's pretty.
Yeah, and let me tell you something from my tenure up in Washington D.C. and Sam Donaldson, Bill Plant, Oliver, particularly Oliver, they were, Doug Oliver, he was a good friend of mine. We would go out to dinner, and there's a picture in my office of the ABC anchor and I at the Christmas party together, and we went to dinner and then walked over to the White House, went to the Christmas party together. The problem is the media at large now, they want to be in control of government, and they want political people to be beholden to them because then they can start driving the agenda. If Stacy and Dan and Joey are being effective in government, they don't like that. That's why they hate Trump, because Trump is going around the media and going directly to the people, and it's building power among people, not among politicians and not among the media. So the media wants to control the politicians so they can control the agenda.
Well, I think that's why it's so important that he tweets, because that's the only way he can get information to the people. And I think that's part of the dynamic.
Absolutely.
Of him
you're spot on with that. And again, You had 50 million plus people watch the State of the Union address. They watched this made-for-television incredible speech, and Reagan gave some great State of the Unions, and we kind of started that whole thing. But they looked bad. Trump looked good, and he was communicating directly to America at a huge number, and they're getting creamed. They are getting creamed. I expect when we look at the personal rating numbers of Trump next week, I think he's going to even be higher than where he is now.
Well, it's interesting because I think that there's just such a level of... I noticed this. I went to college in Minnesota, and I noticed that there's a level
of... Where did you go to college in Minnesota?
University of Minnesota Morris.
Ah. Where is that?
It's a branch campus of the University of Minnesota. It's off in the western frontier there.
Western frontier.
But
the land of 10,000 mosquito holes.
Yes, in a lot of holes.
My home office is in Minneapolis.
Oh. Well, and it's crazy, you know, you think of all of Minnesota as being so liberal, but it's not.
It's not. You go to Mankato, and that's completely different than downtown Minneapolis.
My whole family is up there, and they're all super conservative. And, I mean, we fight with liberals here and there, but, you know, but I've lived down here for 20 years, so now I'm officially a dang Yankee, I guess. But,
you're one of them transplants.
Yes, and I love it.
What brought you from Minnesota, the land of the ice and snow, to lovely Alabama?
My husband. We met in school in Chicago. Nope. I went to PA school and he went to medical school in Chicago. And he was coming back home and I was like, oh, it's a lot nicer there. I think I'll go with you. So, didn't have to twist my arm. But I think it's ironic that there's just such a level of arrogant elitism of the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it in I was so brainwashed in college. I was so liberal in college, and
particularly there.
And there's no diversity there, so it's very easy to be idealistic when you have nothing. There's no just you spout your idealism and think that the world is. And then I got out into the real world, and I'm like, hey, wait a second, this isn't the real world.
Right.
But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Stacy, is your husband a physician here in Montgomery?
Yep. In the ER at Jackson.
Ah, excellent. Stacy, thanks for the telephone call. We're going to enjoy talking to you.
Good.
Have a good one. Ken, coming back to you after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Man, we've got so much we did not get to today. We didn't even do the dials from the State of the Union address. That was some interesting stuff. We may have to see if we can pick that up. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Oh, thanks. I don't know if you and Joey have covered this. I apologize for having had a little meeting I couldn't miss. But I heard that the D.C. Federal Appeals Court panel of three, or maybe it's the entire court, the appeals court, ruled in Trump's favor on the lawsuit against him brought by members of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, that is correct. The Emolument Clause, and that is true. They said no dice.
If I heard correctly, that includes 250 names of Democrat or maybe a couple of Republican squishy guys like Utah has in the Senate. But
smack.
What I would like to see is those 250 names in all capital letters put out on campaign literature, because that's where the change needs to occur in a lot of states. And I think there's a real good chance of flipping the House, not just flipping it, but really turning it over and publicizing. I think it's a very propitious time for the president, having been judged not guilty on impeachment, now being judged that their lawsuit against him has no merit. Be a great time to publicize which states need a changeover, starting with those 250.
I like that. That'd be a lot of members of Congress.
Yeah, it would.
I wonder, because that lawsuit is pretty old. I wonder how many of the members that got on that lawsuit are no longer members.
Well, it can't be more than 3 years, so 3.5, I suppose. But however many are signed on.
Yeah, I think the lawsuit came right after the inaugural. I think it's like April, May of 2017. I can look it up, though.
Well, whoever's on that, if they have signed an R after their name or a D after their name, I think their constituents need to be reminded of it regularly between now and November.
Or sue them for frivolous lawsuit.
That'd be good, but what the heck, he's a politician, so, you know, the law protect people that
want to
take pot shots at politicians.
Well, I tell you what, if they will federalize these elections for these key districts, I think they will ring the bell, and they'll ring the bell big. It feels so much different since the State of the Union, and I think the Democrats acted such a fool, and they look so bad, and I'm not sure that they have realized the mistake that they've made.
I think you're right. I think, I don't think she
can you pull the dials
had up? A whole lot of mental balance to begin with, but Pelosi is unstable. And she didn't do them any favors at all.
Yeah, well, she didn't, and she did it for all the wrong reasons. She was trying to save her own, you know what, because it's called the dials, and it was on the day after the State of the Union. That'd be Wednesday. She was trying to save her own butt, and so she did something and to jimmy the system to save, because they're about to vote her out.
That's even more reason that the House needs a huge changeover if the squad can exert that sort of influence over any speaker.
Yeah, well, AOC is looking at running against Schumer now.
it'll be interesting to see what upstate New York and state capital and all of those places will do with her. Golly, I never thought I'd think Chuck U. Schumer was preferable to anybody.
But there's an insult in there somewhere. Thanks for the 7 call, Ken.
Thanks, Dano. Have a good weekend.
You too. I want to pop up one of these Lee Carter dials here. This was on Trump talking health care. And you're going to hear the section, then she's going to talk about it afterwards. It's only Republican and Democrat, not any independents.
Lee Carter, we've got four sound bites to go through. You had your people up all night looking at them. Here is the president taking aim at the left wing of the Democrat Party, how socialism, not good for health care. Watch. And watch the dials.
132 lawmakers in this room have endorsed legislation to impose a socialist takeover of our health care system, wiping out the private health insurance plans of 180 million very happy Americans. We will never let socialism destroy American health care.
What do you read from that?
So what I read from that is not surprising. Republicans gave this an A+. What was surprising to me is Democrats gave it a C. We're
not
hearing
enough.
Not
wow.
an F. And usually every time he opens his mouth, it goes right to the floor, and you know that they're not giving him credit for anything. What this is telling me is that the Democratic Party is divided on the Medicare for All policy. A lot of people love it, and then there's a lot of people saying, no, not for me, and that cancels each other out. The other thing I'm seeing is that they're willing to give the president credit and listen to what his message was, and that was something that we saw. They were open-minded to him last night, and that's not something you always see.
That is an important factor there, boys and girls. Can I fit in the number two one on the economy?
Yeah, let's try.
Let's watch the dials on this one. This is the president talking about the economy.
The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us. From the instant I took office, I moved rapidly to revive the U.S. economy, slashing a record number of job-killing regulations, enacting historic and record-setting tax cuts, and fighting for fair and reciprocal trade agreements.
So on the economy, the president gets really high marks with his base and A+, but the same thing happened with Democrats. And this is something you see in the polling. They're willing to give him credit for the economy, and that makes it very difficult for the Democrats running on against him, because people are feeling good about their pocketbooks, they're feeling good about the economy, and they're willing to give him credit in this moment. And that's not something that you're seeing on a lot of the other networks. When you see the analysis, they're saying this was so partisan, this was right. not for everybody. He really covered off on some issues that are important to the voters, so I think he had a very, very good night.
It's interesting, they used the governor of Michigan for the rebuttal, and she says the economy's only for the rich. Well, game on. We're going to find out. If it is, the president will lose all those states. If
That's
it
right.
isn't, he'll win even by a bigger margin.
Republicans an A, Democrats a C on both those issues, health care and the economy.
Wow.
That is huge. Huge. Joe, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good week of shows.
A good week of shows is right. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right.